Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, April 8, 2020. Iowa Law Enforcement Academy Council Meeting, April 2020. The Iowa Law Enforcement Academy, ILEA Council, met telephonically and via webinar on Thursday, April 2, 2020. The minutes from the last regular meeting were approved as well as the items for the consent agenda. Waivers and extensions. The council granted two waivers and denied one waiver relating to its administrative rules. The two approved waivers included providing a 180-day extension in order to allow two reserve officers from the Durant and Clinton Police Departments to complete testing modules in order to graduate from the academy. The council also denied one waiver requested by the DeSoto Police Department. The department requested the waiver of certain academy modules and testing based on a cadet's time as a reserve officer. Director's Report. ILEA Director Judy Bradshaw reported on several items. Current Academy classes and graduation. The 290th and 291st Academies were sent home at the end of March 2020 to complete their classes using online instruction. As of April 2, 2020, all students had completed their final exams. Due to restrictions on mass gatherings resulting from the COVID-19 pandemic, the ILEA will not be holding normal graduation ceremonies for the 290th and 291st Academies. Instead, the ILEA plans to air parts of the graduation ceremony that have been previously recorded, such as the speeches and award recognition, at a different time and make the recordings available to the graduated cadets. Upcoming Academy classes. Additionally, Director Bradshaw noted that preparations for the 292nd and 293rd Academies are currently underway. Both academies' start times have been postponed for 2 weeks. Upon beginning, both academies will participate in online classes. ILEA staff is still working on determining the best way for cadets to take part in the physical and tactical elements of the academy coursework and physical fitness tests. Upon the beginning of the academies, tactical training is tentatively scheduled to occur at Camp Dodge in Johnston, Iowa, in small groups under 10 people. Cadets will be required to have their temperature taken and must report any symptoms related to a respiratory illness prior to and upon their arrival at Camp Dodge. Specialty schools. Director Bradshaw stated that as of April 2, 2020, some specialty schools, such as jailer training schools, are still being led by the Des Moines Police Department, the Department of Public Safety, and Hawkeye Community College. Individually, these institutions have taken steps such as fast-tracking graduations and providing online courses to adjust for the implications of COVID-19. The ILEA has canceled its offering of most of its specialty schools through June 2020. Although the ILEA is attempting to provide some specialty school courses online, such as on Operated While Intoxicated, OWI, response training, Director Bradshaw estimated that the Academy would likely see a decrease of approximately $75,000 in fee revenue. Personnel update. Director Bradshaw noted that the Academy has posted an open telecommunication coordinator position. Previously, the position was held by a long-term state employee whose retirement was effective as of April 2, 2020. Additionally, Director Bradshaw noted that the Academy is very close to filling an open administrative assistant position and has plans to make an offer to a candidate in the near future. Attorney General update. update. Jesse Ramirez, Assistant Attorney General, provided the Academy Council with an overview of Governor Reynolds' executive order signed on March 26, 2020. The order provided new directives for law enforcement and public safety departments regarding licensing and employment. Mr. Ramirez explained the order and its implications for the Academy, specifically referencing the Council's ability to waive certain requirements regarding certification and licensing. After a thorough discussion, the Academy Council voted to continue to receive guidance from the Attorney General in enforcing the order, unanimously agreeing that no requirements for recruitments or current officers will be waived unless the Council explicitly votes to do so. The next council meeting is scheduled for 9 a.m. on June 4, 2020 at 5000 Westtown Parkway, Suite 300, Room 308 in West Des Moines. For additional information, visit ileatraining.org. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Christine Meckler, Legislative Analyst 2 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-250-0458.